Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Or as we say up in New England, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Calling all radio amateurs. This is November 7, India. Victor, Victor. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this repeater, which is licensed to W4VA, or I should say the call sign is W4VA. It's located in Warrenton, Virginia. It is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association. The repeater uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, you can go to our website at W4VA.org. And check that out. The purpose of this net on Wednesdays is to provide a general forum, for general discussion and Q&A on general ham radio related topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and operating modes, and any other information that people would like to discuss. Let's see, coming up announcements here, a few announcements that you can also review on our website. Of course, we have a club meeting tomorrow night. I apologize for the sending of the email this morning. I got myself a little confused. So tomorrow night, 7:15 p.m., online and live. Of course, next month we will be back to our normal second Thursday of the month schedule. A link is available on our website for the WebEx if you can't make it. Tomorrow evening, we will be prepping for a fox hunt again. Hopefully that isn't burning everybody out, but tomorrow what I'm hoping we can do is actually do a little level 2 prepping. One of the more challenging things about fox hunting, by the way, the fox hunt is this coming Saturday, the 23rd at 10 a.m., meeting at the Fauquier Warrenton, or the Warrenton Fauquier Airport. Easy to find. Just look that up on Google if you don't know where it is, Google Maps. Anyway, one of the challenges of doing a fox hunt is that once you get in close, your normal antenna, even with an attenuator, sometimes just doesn't quite get it. Cause no matter which way you turn, the signal strength is about the same. And there are some tricks and whatnot. I'm hoping that people like John will be able to make it to the meeting and can show us some of that. So anyway, for those of you that would like to know more, even if you can't make the fox hunt, bring your equipment. We'll do as much show and tell as we can, and hopefully it'll be a hands-on activity. We might even be able to go outside if it's still light enough and cool enough, but that would be a better idea than trying to do it in the room. So anyway, that's for tomorrow night. Fox on Saturday morning, like I said, 10 a.m. Usually runs a couple hours, sometimes three, by the time everybody's finished socializing. Informal club breakfast again, the end of the month, 30th, last Saturday of the month, as everybody's getting out of the COVID mode. People are enjoying getting back together. It's at Wegmans, which is a little bit out of our AO, but it's a nice location anyway, so come one, come all. That's pretty much all I have for announcements tonight. Anybody have anything I may have missed? Go ahead. Actually, a couple other things here. I just remembered to look up. We've got a few odds and ends of contests coming up this week, but the only one that really caught my personal eye was the Yoda contest. Yankee Oscar Tango Alpha, as opposed to the Jedi Master version. That will be also this coming Saturday. That's the Youth on the Air. Youth on the Air. From 10 o'clock Zulu to 2200 Zulu on Saturday. So that'll be 6 a.m. starting 6 a.m. here until 6 p.m. on Saturday. You can check that out if you want more information at ham-yoda.com/contest. 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10. CW and single sideband. It looks like no FT8, so CW and single sideband. Of course, youth can operate with a control operator if they don't have a general class. Well, they don't even have to have general. They can work 10 meters for those modes as well. But anyway, that'll be kind of fun. And of course, it isn't just for the youth. It's for everybody else to operate. So get on and give the youth a boost there. All right, let's go ahead and do check-ins. And, if, by the way, if anybody, I don't have a specific topic. If anybody Well, let's call for that first. Does anybody have a specific topic they would like to discuss tonight? Go ahead. Okay. Maybe we'll just throw a general one out there. Lightning protection, lightning awareness, I should say. Lightning awareness, it gets kind of complex when we start talking about grounding, because that can go all over the place. So I guess we'll just sort of do a general discussion on that. Okay, check-ins. Go ahead, call now in 7IBB.
W4RKU. E-Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie, November.
KX40, Mobile.
Here's Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
This is Kilo Oscar.
And this is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo.
Okay. Sorry, I got my fingers fumbled here a little bit. Let's see. I got KO4QBB, and then I thought that was Chuck on Echo Link, but I got your call wrong. Chuck, give me your call again, please. N7IBB here.
This is KO4VNZ, Chuck, but I'm not the guy on Echo Link.
Oh, okay. Well, Chuck, I've got you checked in. So who was the one on Echo Link right after QBB? Go ahead.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. It's Matt.
Okay, Matt. There we go. I picked you up that time. Let's see. So we got W4RKU, WD8QCN, KM4OZH, KX4O, who is mobile, and any other mobile stations out? Okay, I've got KO42VB, KO4VNZ, KO4WYX. Any other mobiles out there? Go ahead.
Heavy talkie, K3FR.
Okay, Ron, K3FR got you there. I'll pick. Let's pick John up before he maybe hits a bad spot, or maybe he'll get into a better spot. KX40 and 7IBB, go ahead.
Oh, it just gets better and better as I get closer and closer. Good evening, everyone. Really not a whole lot to say. Yes, I know I'm tardy on the field day results. I'm going to try to work on that tonight. And just do a few things. Hey, I noticed that QST has got a blurb about the Amateur Radio Lighthouse Society, or at least indirectly. We have some activities coming up in August, and the August issue highlighted an activation done by a fellow out in the middle of Great Lake last year. So, pretty cool. KX4O, back to that.
Okay, thanks, John. That's kind of a fun one to do. Well, I don't know. It's sitting at home. It doesn't really matter who you're talking to, but it is interesting to support those types of activities, whether it's a solar activation or a parks on the air or a lighthouse on the air or, gosh, there's even a volcano's on the air I noticed here coming up the last few years. That's kind of interesting. Kind of a combination soda, high adventure soda. Of course, most of them are dormant or extinct, I should say. Either one. Anyway, all right, thanks, John. Thanks for that comment. W4RKU. Kevin, go ahead.
N7IVZ, W4RKU. And then that, good evening, Brad. Thank you so much for doing the net tonight. I don't have much to be adding other than, pardon me. Okay. Excuse me. Other than I'm just getting my gear and setup ready for Saturday, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's presentation, and look forward to seeing as many members in person that can make it. So back to you. And 7IBB, W4RKU, back to net.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And Saturday, I guess this is one of your first Fox Hunts. You've been kind of busy lately, so we'll look forward to that. WD8QCN, Steve, what's up to tonight? Go ahead.
7IVV in the net, WD8QCN. Evening, Brad. Thanks for taking the net tonight. Kind of AWOL for a couple of nets here. Let's see, worked Malawi and Uganda here in the last couple of weeks. Don't know if the expeditions are still on. I think at least one of them is probably wrapped up by now. I've caught Monaco also last week. Chased them forever. Finally got them. That's about all the big stuff here. It's been kind of quiet. Otherwise, as far as lightning goes, that's those big bright sparks in the sky, right?
Yeah, them's the ones.
Yeah, I could go on for hours about grounding. You're right. That's a deep subject. Ha ha. What do I do about lightning? Yeah, not much really, other than pull the plug on the antenna when I'm done and have things tied to ground. We won't go there. Don't know what to do with that topic offhand, Brad. So we'll hand it back to you. M7IVV WDHQCN.
Okay, Steve. Thanks. Well, lightning, like I say, can be a lengthy topic. My personal experience, those of you that have heard me long enough know that I don't panic as much as some people do in certain situations. Let's put it that way. I've seen more people have damage from the wind in thunderstorms and the ice in winter storms than anything else. Lightning, yes, it's dangerous. Yes, you need to be aware of it. Frankly, grounding will do you more good as far as propagation and being able to hear the stations, I should say, countering the noise in your shack than about anything else. But lightning is obviously something we need to respect and be aware of, and it's a good idea to have some sort of a decent disconnect system and whatnot at home. Like I say, I personally think that keeping things tied down is almost as important as keeping them grounded. So, with that, over to KM4OZH. Gil, how are you tonight? Go ahead, sir.
N7IVV, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Brad, and everybody on the net. Haven't been on the net much lately. Not at all lately. Haven't even talked to anybody except for K1HTV. On the radio in some time, but I'm working on some things. One of the main things I got going is my neighbor WB4TT. We picked the hottest days so far this year, I think, to dig the footings for a U.S. Tower's aluminum tiltover tower. So that's what we're working on today, and hopefully get that hole finished up tomorrow. He's got a little backhoe, so a lot of that is the backbreaking work is it can take care of with machine, and I just have to detail it with a shovel. But so we're getting that going, and when everything comes together, it's time to go ahead and do that project rather than just let it sit and wait till weather cools off. So anyway, and I'll be interested in the I'll be bringing my gear to the presentation in the meeting tomorrow night to see if I can learn. I can't seem to make it on Saturdays for the fox hunts, but that's not that I'm not interested. But anyway, that's about all I got going on here, and so turn it back over to Nat. This is KF4OZH.
Okay, Gil. Well, good to hear from you. I think maybe what we'll do, I think our September fox hunt, maybe what we'll do is put the fox under your hay wagon, and you may still be picking up one load of hay that day, so we could make it a little bit more interesting for people. Anyway, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Okay. KO4QVD, Lewis, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, November 7, India Baker Victor. Hey, I've just been, cleaning up in the garage, and thought I would finally get on the air because just like the gentleman previous, I haven't been on the air lately. Just been doing some traveling, but turned it on and glad to be here and thank you for running the net. So this is KO4QVB back in net. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Lewis. Well, thanks for stopping by. You got a real good signal in from Woodbridge area down there where you're located. I know you were doing some work on your antenna here a few weeks back. Getting it up a little higher, so you got a real good signal up here. Name is Brad, by the way. I guess there's probably only one or two of you that don't know me, so I apologize for not popping my name out there. Let's see. Chuck, KO4VNZ. Go ahead.
This is KO4VNZ. Actually, I didn't have any comment today. Not sure what I can say about lightning either, since my entire shack is on my belt. So, back to
that. Okay, sir. Well, that actually is another thing. I think probably more people get struck by lightning on golf courses and other strange places than a lot of other activities. So if you're operating, don't do it from high spots, like when you're doing soda. You know, a little anecdote. My dad worked for the National Park Service for many, many years. Well, a number of years, I guess I should say, when I was a kid. And most of those were at Grand Canyon National Park. And, you know, summertime down there, they get what they call the monsoon season, where Arizona itself and New Mexico and whatnot actually gets a lot of moisture coming up and generating a lot of thunderstorms. Well, people, they had to keep telling people, don't go out on the vista, on the overlooks, you know, on the points, as we could call them, out there looking out over the canyon, because it sticks out over the canyon, into the canyon, and it's just basically a high point. And people would go out and be all ooh and ah about the weather and this, that, and the other. And Dad tells the story of some people that he watched out there, and they were just so excited about the fact that they could stick their finger up in the air and get St. Elmo's fire to come flying up off of it. I believe that they survived. They did not get hit, but that's kind of like tempting fate rather dramatically. Unless you're Ahab, but even Ahab didn't survive too well there on the ship when he did it. So, KO4WYX, Matt, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
KO4WYX, everything's going well. Not much going on ham-wise. I've been troubleshooting some power issues. I had the vehicle last week, and then this week I had a weird power issue in the shack. Literally had the 2-meter radio up and running, and everything was great, and it just shut off. And trying to be a loose connection. And of course, I went to the worst case scenario, like, oh, my radio died, so I didn't troubleshoot in a smart way. But I got it up and running, we're back up and running, fixed. It's all good and well. I don't have anything on lightning yet because I'm still learning. I'm like you, Brad. I'm not as concerned about lightning as I am more concerned about wind and storm damage for any of the antennas I've got up there. But you know, good grounding will take care of a lot. But that's all I got. Looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow at the meeting. KO4WYX, back to Matt.
Okay, Matt. Thanks for that. You know, the thought occurs to me that good grounding can, if you really want to look at the broad definition, can include good guy wires and anchors for your antennas. Nothing worse than having stuff like that pull out, especially if it's holding up your tower or your mast and come out and it's all bent and twisted. It makes your day really unhappy. And by the way, as far as troubleshooting equipment and a lot of times software, you know, we're doing FT8 and whatnot, which involves computers and setting up N1MM and, you know, FL-Digi and all these other things. And I have learned, to my embarrassment, that usually the problem I find when I've got problems like that is I've got a loose nut on the keyboard. And so that's usually the problem. K3FR, Ron, go ahead.
Okay, and 7IVV. This is K3FR, back from New England. FN 43, the grid that I was resting in most of our base of operations there in Saco, Maine. Nice trip. Good weather going up, good weather coming back. Traffic was very nice coming back today. I made it in what I would consider record time for myself. Let's see. Lightning. Well, I have five pieces of coax coming down from my loft, and one of which actually goes on up into the attic for my doublet. And so all I do is just disconnect them when we've got something that's going to be coming close. And shut everything down. Go grab a little bottle or a little glass of port and enjoy the evening. But interestingly, my other hobby is photography, and one of the things is that a lot of people try to do is capture lightning strikes, pose lightning strikes. Turns out there are some lightning triggers that are out for sale, and the best ones seem to be the ones that sense the infrared rather than RF or flash. The infrared flashes because of the heating of the air on the lightning strike path just a few milliseconds before the actual arc over, and therefore you get your shutter open and triggered before the lightning happens, and that way you get some nice clean shots of lightning. So that's about it. My one try at shooting, well, actually I tried it a couple of times, but my one semi-successful one was when I was out at Amosville, and I just hadn't focused properly to get some good enough pictures of the lightning. A lot of people also like to put it together as a stop-action film. It goes along with the lightning. See how the storm goes through. So anyway, that's it. And I look forward to seeing everybody there tomorrow night. Until NIVV, K3FR.
And this is N7IVV with the Fox Air Imagery Association General Service Net. I enjoy photography also. Done a lot more of it in years past than I do now. But I lived out in Arizona here. Oh, golly, it's been 10 years now since I got back, or 11. But I was out there, lived out west for quite a while, actually. But my most memorable time was 12 years ago. I was out there for about 2 years, and I was down in the far southeast corner of Arizona, 20 miles from the border. But the storms would come up through there, and I mean, you talk about a target-rich environment for those who are in the military or hunters. You know, there were nights that I would go out, and, you know, I was just taking one picture after another. It's a good thing it was digital camera, because, I mean, it was just a constant, spectacular lightning. And I looked at some of those lightning triggers, and I even played around with some that you can actually put on your cell phone, your smartphone, that but actually worked okay, you know, because actually what they were doing was taking video, you know, a few seconds of video, and then when it detected a lightning strike, it would then record two or three frames before and after. And I didn't experiment with it too much, but it was an interesting concept, and I kind of drooled over some of these other devices like you're talking about, Ron. But, well, anyway. Okay, any other check-ins tonight, and or rechecks? N7IVV, go ahead.
DAQCN, recheck.
Okay, Steve, WDAQCN, N7IVV, go ahead.
Thanks, Brad. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that troubleshooting technique there. I just tightened up the loose nut on my keyboard, and lo and behold, my brain switched on. I do know a thing or two about lightning, it turns out. Lightning, everyone thinks of it as as DC, but it's really a pulse. And as such, it contains a lot of harmonics. If you did a Fourier analysis on it, you'd find most of the RF power is concentrated to 10 megahertz and below. It obviously has power that goes way up into VHF, UHF, and beyond. The other thing I was going to mention is back when I was a young ham living in Ohio, I worked the Skywarn nets quite frequently, and there was a time when lightning struck a tree during the net about half a block down the street from me. No streamers, direct hits, or anything like that on my antennas, thankfully, but the step potential was enough to basically blow some components off my power supply. I was off the air for a couple minutes while I scrambled around and found my HT to get back on the air. So that's my experience. Back to you, Brad. N7IVV, WD8QCN.
Okay, Steve, thanks for sharing that. It's I think the experience that I've had with lightning damage has kind of come in more of a side thing. I've never taken a direct hit, whether I had ham radios up or not. But, you know, nearby hits will cause problems. And, of course, the surge coming in and that kind of thing. I think you're probably almost as apt to get something coming in on your power lines as anything else. And I don't remember the call for the gentleman that had the power supply that kind of died last week or so because of the storm. And it didn't kill the whole thing. It just did something bad internally. And I apologize. I didn't read the details, but lost my train of thought. Oh, well. All right. Well, with that, I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it tonight. Thanks, everybody, for checking in, and make it a short night. Try to stay cool. It's going to get hotter as we go, pushing 100 degrees on Sunday, I guess, is what they're forecasting here for the Remington area anyway. So stay cool, and we'll see everybody tomorrow night. This is N7IBB. This has been the Farronet every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. local time. They also do another one on Sundays at 8 p.m. local time. Stand by. If anybody would like more information, again, see our website, w4va.org, or if you have a question or comment, send us an email at farronet@w4va.org. And this is N7IBB closing the Farronet and returning the repeater to normal use. Have a pleasant evening and a good tomorrow at 7IBB.